Our reading for today is from the book of Acts, the 25th chapter, verses 13 through 27. Now when some days had passed, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea and greeted Festus. And as they stayed there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, "There is a man left prisoner by Felix. And when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews laid out their case against him, asking for a sentence of condemnation against him. I answered them that it was not the custom of the Romans to give up anyone before the accused met the accusers face to face and had opportunity to make his defense concerning the charge laid against him. So when they came together here, I made no delay, but on the next day took my seat on the tribunal and ordered the man to be brought. When the accusers stood up, they brought no charge in his case of such evils as I supposed. Rather, they had certain points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who was dead, but whom Paul asserted to be alive. Being at a loss how to investigate these questions, I asked whether he wanted to go to Jerusalem and be tried there regarding them. But when Paul had appealed to be kept in custody for the decision of the emperor, I ordered him to be held until I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, "I would like to hear the man myself." "Tomorrow," he said, "you will hear him." So the next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp, and they entered the audience hall with the military tribunes and the prominent men of the city. Then, at the command of Festus, Paul was brought in. And Festus said, "King Agrippa, and all who are present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Jewish people petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. But I found that he had done nothing deserving death. And as he himself appealed to the emperor, I decided to go ahead and send him. But I have nothing definite to write to my lord about him. Therefore, I have brought him before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after we have examined him, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable in sending a prisoner not to indicate the charges against him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Steve Clawen, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Norwalk, Iowa.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our text today, Paul finds himself in a bit of a difficult situation. The church officials of the day, the chief priests and the elders, are not happy about what Paul is saying as he proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ to all that will listen and know who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for them. They are doing everything they can think of to try to stop Paul from announcing to the world the new covenant that will revolutionize our relationship with God the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ, as they try to protect the status quo and keep everything as it was so as to benefit them and protect their status within the religious community of the day. The Jewish leaders came before the new governor of Judea, Festus, and brought charges against Paul that he was speaking treason against the state, and they demanded justice and asked that he be put to death. Festus, trying to seem like a fair ruler, refused to condemn Paul without first speaking to him and trying to determine his guilt or innocence in the matter. When the opportunity presented itself, instead of speaking to the charge of treason against the state, the Jewish leaders instead made charges of religious differences as they tried to quiet Paul from speaking about Jesus and his resurrection from the dead. Festus found no punishable fault in Paul and was prepared to release him, but asked him if he wanted to go to Jerusalem to speak to the religious charges. But Paul instead appealed to Rome to gain an audience with Caesar. In the post-Christian world we live in today, it is not popular to make a stand against the prevailing culture and proclaim the Word of God as it has been given to us in the Bible. It is so easy to remain silent or to deny the truth given to us altogether in order to get along and be popular and even to save ourselves from harsh words and ridicule from others for our faith. Easy? Yes. But to do so would be to deny the truth of God's Word and our need for a Savior because of our sinful condition that we find ourselves in. Jesus, like Paul, was brought before the authorities to stand trial against false accusations, but the stakes were much higher. Jesus, the holy, innocent, sinless Son of God, stood in the stead of all mankind and took the punishment for the sins of the world, sacrificing himself for your sins and for mine as he redeemed us from the penalty of the law through his death, burial, and resurrection. He comes to us today through the means of grace found in word and sacrament ministry, as the Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel, the very same gospel that Paul proclaimed, and in the waters of baptism we are declared a child of God, as his name and righteousness is placed upon us for the forgiveness of sins, rescuing us from death and the devil, and giving us eternal life. You may be asking yourself, why in the face of an opportunity to be released, would Paul want to be kept in custody and taken to an audience with the emperor as he was risking death in such an opportunity? Paul wanted to proclaim the word to as many people as would listen, no matter how difficult the situation or the cost to himself personally. He stood firm on the word and promises of God in Jesus Christ. We too can boldly stand before the world and proclaim Christ and him crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for we have the sure and certain hope that we are never alone, and that Christ is always with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Stephen Clowen for today's meditation on God's Word.